Miles's announcement came at the end of a commemoration of the march. The event took place at a Stone Mountain Village gazebo in front of a small crowd. Miles detailed her to-do list should she win.
We will fight to make certain that women receive equal pay for equal work. And we will fight to make certain that a woman's reproductive rights remain the sacred domain of women, their doctors.
Miles also promised to address gun control, voter ID laws, immigration reform, gay rights, and climate change. On those issues, she took a more progressive position than Democratic opponent Michelle Nunn, daughter of former Georgia Senator Sam Nunn. Miles will face Nunn and three others in the Democratic primary. Nunn is expected to attract national attention and funding, but Miles says she's not worried.
We may not have the money, and we may not have the father's name, but what we do have is the experience, the time, the focus, and the heart to make a difference for all Georgians. And that's what we're going to Washington to do.
The eclectic mix of speakers included former DeKalb County School Board Chair Eugene Walker, who's been suspended from his post, and Debbie Dooley of the Tea Party Patriots, who paid homage to the civil rights movement.
We are all here today celebrating Dr. King's legacy, not as Democrat or Republicans, not as conservative or progressives, but we're here as Americans to celebrate it.
Julie said as the head of the Green Tea Coalition, she's worked with Miles on other causes. However, she said she won't support her Senate campaign. Martha Dalton, WABE News.